your home unhealthy. Do something. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. Experts recommend ventilation instead of dehumidifiers to reduce moisture and expel harmful gases and pollutants. Wave moisture control units continuously dry out your home, transforming it into a fresher, healthier environment year-round. Wave units cost only pennies a day to operate, and there are no buckets to empty. Call Wave today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com or call 1-888-964-9283.
Wave Home Solutions.
Flash.
I'm John Fast. They're in the top of the fifth inning in game four of the NLDS at Wrigley Field. The Nationals still leading the Cubs 1-0. The lone run coming in the top of the third when Trey Turner doubled with one out, went to third base on a wild pitch and scored when Ryan Zimmerman reached on a two-out error by Addison Russell. Steven Strasburg did get the start tonight for Washington, and he has been brilliant to this point. Four scoreless innings, just two hits allowed. He's walked one and struck out eight. Jake Arrieta on the mound for the Cubs. He has pitched around five walks, giving up just one run, which was unearned, with two hits and four strikeouts. Meanwhile, it's the Yankees and Indians tonight at Progressive Field in a win-or-go-home game five of the ALDS. Same two starters from game two will square off again, with CC Sabathia getting the ball against Corey Kluber, and the Tribe will have Edwin Encarnacion back in the lineup. He hasn't played since leaving the second inning of game two with a sprained ankle. How does Terry Francona expect his DH to perform tonight?
Tell you after the game, I mean, nobody has a crystal ball. But he's been our four-hole hitter all year, and he drove in 100, so it's nice to have him.
Meanwhile, John Farrell became the first Red Sox manager to lead his team to consecutive division titles, but his teams were knocked out in the first round in each of the last two seasons. And today, Farrell's out of work. The Red Sox firing their manager after 5 years, including a World Series title in 2013. Here's President of Baseball Operations, Dave Dombrowski.
You make moves because you think it's the best for an organization at a particular time. And to me, I think change is good for the organization and the manager's position for the Boston Red Sox going into 2018.
NFL news, the Giants have suspended cornerback Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie after he walked out of practice today, and Tom Brady back at practice after sitting out yesterday with a sore left shoulder. I'm John Fass.
I've got the NFL covered. It's Sunday Morning Football with me, DA, Sundays, 9 a.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Radio.
Live from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, it's Writer Than You. Here's Bill Writer.
What is going on? Welcome into the show. Appreciate you being here. We are coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Bill Writer here, thrilled to be here on this Wednesday, midpoint of the week. A lot to get to. In a very, very loaded show. Lots of baseball. Jonah Carey, the marvelous national writer and baseball guru for CBSSports.com, will be on in the second hour of the program, right around 7:40 Eastern Time, 4:40 to those of you on the West Coast. And my buddy Jerry Harrison Jr., longtime major leaguer, current Dodgers analyst, will join us the hour after that, right around 8:40 Eastern. We will get into the disgrace and humiliation that is the U.S. men's national soccer team and what happened last night and what it means. Isaiah Thomas lashes out at the Celtics and say they owed him much more than they gave him given what he did and what he went through in the playoffs last year. I think it's an interesting topic. We'll do it probably toward the end of the show. What does any employer, including a GM, owe a employee who goes through personal stuff? And Isaiah Thomas obviously lost his sister at the start of the playoffs. But I do want to start with Steven Strasburg, who is currently, what, about five innings into this game against the Chicago Cubs, an elimination game for the Nationals. The Cubs on the brink of trying to advance to another NLCS, again against the Dodgers. And Steven Strasburg is absolutely dealing. And normally, that would be the story. Normally, it would be Strasburg dominating, Arrieta multiple high pitch count through 4.5, 5 innings. He's out, Lester's in. Is Joe Maddon panicking, which he tends to do in-game decision-making despite his excellence? But the story instead is how Dusty Baker, Nationals manager, managing for his job, and I went in yesterday on why, come what may, Dusty Baker needs to go, because come what may, there will not be a Nationals World Series because Dusty Baker will find a way to thwart that. And it seemed like that was going to happen yesterday when Dusty Baker, initially it was reported, was going to go with Tanner Roark over Steven Strasburg, one of the best pitchers in the game, one of the most dominant pitchers on the planet, a guy who literally no-hit the Cubs for a big chunk of his first appearance in this series. And then we started to get some context. And what it did was, instead of revealing Dusty Baker to be a bad manager, which he still is, but not in this case, it revealed Strasburg to be a pitcher who, for whatever reason, a player for that Nationals team who didn't want to pitch today. And look, in any sport, any endeavor, doesn't have to be sports, it could be anything. When a team, when a group of people, when whoever you're in, whatever you're in with, when you rely on somebody and they tell you, you know, I went for a little run, I was wheezing, I'm just not feeling it. It's not going to go over well. But it's a much more severe situation in baseball. People kind of roll their eyes and think there's a ridiculousness to the code of baseball. But the codes in baseball is just another way of saying, like, that's the culture of the game. There are certain things you don't do. You don't ever talk to a pitcher if you walk into a clubhouse as a reporter, ever, before the game on the day that he pitches. You don't ever, ever walk up to a player when he's eating food in the middle of the room. All lessons I learned the hard way when I was a young sports writer. Because another thing you learn is that sports writers who are older will absolutely allow you to make those mistakes. Like, I didn't know you're not supposed to go talk to Manny Ramirez just because he was Manny. And one of the well-known columnists of the Boston Globe, like, overheard I was going to go and was like, do you mind if I come watch? I'm like, sure, man, you can come watch. Didn't go well. And that's just for us scribes and writers who aren't actually athletes and don't actually matter. Among the ball players, those codes mean something. And part of the reason it's more ingrained is because the game is older. The tradition is longer. You're carrying a torch that's existed for a lot longer than the NBA torch or the NFL torch. And part of it is because most of these guys come up on buses and crappy hotels and the little cities in the minor leagues, and they learn how to be ball players and the idea of being ball players. And by the time they get to the top of the mountain, to the majors, there's this notion of how you represent yourself and how you go about being a baseball player. And one of the number one things is you are tough. You can give ball players a hard time all you want. Those are tough dudes. And they expect their teammates to be tough on their behalf. And that Steven Strasburg would even remotely entertain the notion that he's going to pass and see if Roark can go out there and keep them alive is a betrayal of how you're supposed to carry yourself as a ball player if you're the least important player on a team. It's certainly a betrayal if you're the most important player on a team. And here's another thing. Leadership in clubhouses in baseball is critically important. Because they're really 162-game season is sort of like being forced to go on a whirlwind European trip with people you don't know for half of a year. You can get on each other's nerves. You can get angry at each other. You can lose trust. It matters in baseball. It just does. And that's why every leader in every clubhouse is a position player, an everyday player, because they play every day. And so, and I've talked to guys about this. I've talked to Jerry Harrison about this. We'll get with him in a few hours. I've talked to Zach Greinke about this in a sort of interesting, laconic way. Pitchers have to lead with their play because they only pitch, obviously, starters every 5 days. And so there's a lot more pressure on those guys to be a role model for that team and to keep that team together with how they carry themselves on the mound. They don't talk as much in meetings. They're not going to go up to a guy and get in his face because they're not pitching every day. It's incumbent upon people like Steven Strasburg or Clayton Kershaw or Jake Arrieta or John Lester, whoever it is, to lead with their performance. And for a guy like Strasburg to say, I don't want to perform, I'm not feeling it, I'm a little tired. Look, it doesn't matter if your shoulder's about to fall. Literally, if your shoulder's about to fall off, you go out there and you pitch. You make them stop you, not the other way around. And I get it. Like, Mike Rizzo, the GM for the Nationals, has to defend his guy. What else are you going to do? And I said this on the air yesterday when the news came out that maybe Strasburg wasn't going to pitch. I said here on this show, Ryder Than You with me, Bill Ryder, Dusty will be overruled. He is going to pitch. It turned out it wasn't Dusty who got overruled. It was Strasburg who got overruled. Reports out, and I'm sure they're accurate, that players and people in that front office got in his head, got in his ear, and they weren't using words I can use, trust me, here on the radio. Even if the Nationals win this game and they're up 1-0, and they had the bases loaded with two outs earlier and Arrieta got out of it, even if they win this series, what David Ross said on ESPN today is absolutely going to follow Strasburg around until the moment he pitches them to a World Series. Winning a World Series and the way that champagne tastes and the way that moment feels, maybe that'll solve it. But until then, David Ross is right. How do you look that guy in the eye? You don't like him. You don't trust him. You don't believe in him. You know he has talent, but now you also think that he's a coward and he's selfish and he's a betrayal of everything that you think a baseball player needs to be. These codes may not make sense to me or you. You may not like it, but they matter in baseball, and Steven Strasburg has failed himself and his team simply by having to have been forced onto that mound. And God help him if it goes the other way. God help him if the Cubs somehow find a way to win this game. Mike Rizzo did the best he could, detailing from his perspective this entire Strasburg situation.
At the time of the rainout Tuesday, when we were going to announce our starter for the rain game, we went to Strauss, and he told me that he wanted to take the ball. He said he'd give you everything he got, but he doesn't know how much he has. We felt at that time that it wasn't enough when we have a guy like Tanner Roark there that's able to start. Tanner was prepared. It was his day to start, and we felt very, very comfortable giving him the ball in game four. And then as of today, we switched Strauss's antibiotics, gave him a higher dose, IVs and fluids throughout the evening, and this morning he felt much more like Steven Strasburg. So he came into the clubhouse and went to the manager's office and said that I wanted to start this game. And the fact that he was much more like the real Steven Strasburg, we felt that Steven Strasburg gave us a much better chance to win the game.
Respectfully, Mike Rizzo. Politely, Mike Rizzo. And with all candor, Mike Rizzo, that is some absolute hot garbage. You're lying through your teeth and you know it. And I respect you for it because you got to go out there and you can hear him. I mean, you can hear him just being like, I don't believe a word I'm saying. Because Steven Strasburg, by the way, put every teammate in that position. Those guys understand when this game is over, come what may, reporters are going to file into that clubhouse, put microphones and notepads in people's faces and say, what did you think about Strasburg not wanting to pitch? What did you think about Strasburg not wanting to pitch? What did you think about Strasburg not wanting to pitch? I mean, when you've got to go to the everybody is sick card, it is one short of the dog ate my homework card. Like, literally, Dusty Baker, and I don't think he's a good manager. I do think, jokes aside, that he manages his teams out of opportunities for greatness in the postseason. But you got to have sympathy for the guy when he has to go out there and play the, oh, yeah, yeah, I know it's the playoffs. I get that it's an elimination game, but to be fair, everybody's really sick.
You know, a lot of my team is kind of under the weather with the change of weather and the air conditioning in the hotel and the air conditioning here. And this is time of the year, you know, for mold around Chicago. I think it's mold because I have it too, so, you know.
I mean... mold around Chicago. Wow. Please, I get it, Dusty. I get it, Mike. But, like, you are bordering on insulting our intelligence. And it's because Steven Strasburg insulted your entire baseball team by trying to move on. And by the way, do I think he was wheezing? Sure, maybe. Okay. Who cares if you have a cold? I mean, Curt Schilling, Michael Jordan, I'm not going to go down the entire list. There is a long history of people playing hurt and people playing sick. You go out there and you gut it out, and if you give up three runs in the first inning and you're puking, you know, in the dugout, fine, you get pulled. But I just don't think I'm not feeling it. I'm just kind of tired. is absolutely and totally absurd. I don't care if you're wheezing. I don't care if you have 103 fever. You're Steven Strasburg. You gut it up. You go out there and you pitch. And I'm in no way making a comparison to myself and Steven Strasburg. But just so that you understand, it's not pure hypocrisy. We all have to sometimes do what we got to do. I can remember, not to be too graphic, when I was breaking into radio and I was in Lima, Ohio, where my wife lives, on the air now, which is great. And I had to do a solo show. I got called in and I had 103 fever. I was coughing up blood. And you know what I did? I went and I did the radio show for 3 hours and suffered through it. Sometimes, to quote Dan Jenkins' marvelous book, you got to play hurt. And that is 100 times more true if you are the most important pitcher on an incredibly talented baseball team that has never won a playoff series, facing elimination against the world champion Chicago Cubs on the road, and you got an extra day because Mother Nature blessed you with a little help in the weather, and you're going to pass? What an absolute loser, even if he's a winner today. All right, we got a lot to get to, but I do want to take your phone calls here, and I'd love to hear from you. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Do you think it is okay? Am I wrong? Have I lost my mind? Am I being unfair to Steven Strasburg? Guy goes out there, guy's not feeling it, guy's feeling tired, whatever the reason. Do you think Steven Strasburg let his team down like I do, or do you think I am being unfair to one of the most talented pitchers in the game? 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. You can also hit me up on Twitter at SportsWriter, Sports R-E-I-T-E-R, as the show writer than you, with me, Bill Ryder, rolls on here on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix, provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Does your supply house give you the tools you need to run your business from the office or from the job site? Oh, well, I guess it can't all be like Ferguson. Ferguson.com gives you access to real-time inventory, apps to quickly restock your trucks, account and billing information, and shipping and delivery status right from your desktop or mobile device. And with product photos and spec sheets and personalized My Lists that make reorders a snap, we've made it easier than ever to do business with us, whenever and wherever you want. Get started at Ferguson.com.
If you've got goals, GNC's got your protein. Check out all the top brands and bestsellers from Optimum and MuscleTech and get undefeated protein performance from GNC Amphway Bolic. It's GNC's number one selling protein of all time. Plus trending in-store exclusives from Ghost and Performance and taste bud busting flavors like cereal milk, fruity charms, and Tahitian vanilla. All that protein power is backed by GNC's price match guarantee. If you find a lower national brand price, GNC will beat it by a buck. Visit your GNC to get the right protein formula for your goals.
Maybe the salesperson was telling the truth. Maybe lots of people do love their timeshares and don't mind the higher fees, lack of availability, and added pressure to always buy more timeshare while on vacation. But if your timeshare doesn't fit your life, do what thousands have already done. Call ResortRelease.com to cancel your timeshare today. Resort Release will help you get rid of that timeshare once and for all. They're the nation's most trusted timeshare exit company. A-plus rated and accredited with a Better Business Bureau. ResortRelease.com guarantees to get that timeshare off your hands and out of your life, or you don't pay. That's right, they'll do a free case review for you. It's legal, it's permanent, and the moment that timeshare is gone, you can start planning the getaway you really want. 2018's maintenance fee bill will arrive any day now. Get out now before you pay that fee. Visit ResortRelease.com or call them at 888-308-5955 to see if you qualify. That's 888-308-5955. Call now.
Okay, from the start.
Acerola cherry.
Alfalfa leaf. aloe vera, apples, asparagus, banana,
beets, bell pepper, broccoli,
blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Mangosteen,
pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, peach.
You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, all of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
You know, it's been barely a week, and already my skin is better.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dennis Black here in Dallas, Texas. Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit?
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. 877-55-TEXAS. Texas or
TexasSuperfood.com.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Writer and people can't stop listening.
Every day I've been listening since the beginning. I am enthralled with your experience and perspective, and I really appreciate you. That last segment should be minted, bro. That was beautiful.
It's Writer Than You with Bill Writer.
What's going on? Bill Writer with you. Thanks for being here. Appreciate you hanging out. We are talking about Stephen Strasburg. He of the, I don't want to pitch. I'm tired. I got no time or no tolerance for people who shy away from both the moment and their responsibility. Doesn't mean you have to succeed. You can certainly fail, but do it with some dignity and do it as a leader. In Steven Strasburg's case, not going to fail. Not failing. He is dealing. Are you with me? Did Strasburg let his team and the game down? Or do you think I'm being unfair to the guy? And if you want to defend Dusty Baker, I think that guy's a joke too. 855-212-4CBS. I do. 855-212-4CBS. Let's start in Youngstown where Rob is hanging out, the cradle of college coaches, college football coaches. Hey, Rob, what's up, brother? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good to hear you, man. How you doing today?
I'm good, dude. What's going on?
You know, I agree 100% with you on this Strasburg crap and the Strasgate cover-up by Baker and Rizzo. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's demeaning to us for them to even believe we would begin to accept that as a reason. When I sat and I watched my man Kobe tear an Achilles tendon and drain two free throws before he even got carted off the court.
That's right.
He's not a gamer. He's not a gamer.
You're right. Yeah, no, that's the thing, Rob, is like, and appreciate the call. And I also think in addition to that, he's just a selfish guy. Look, I'm not the guy who's ever going to sit here and be like, you should play through your kid's birth, right? I'm not that guy. There are moments in life that are more important than any career, including a career in professional sports. But short of that, shy of that, you're talking about a sport where you have the love and adulation of fan bases who support you. Like, that's a real thing. You know it. I know it. Sports fans understand it. You have a responsibility to your teammates. Steven Strasburg was a little bit tired. Steven Strasburg was a little diva. Steven Strasburg was wheezing a little bit. Steven Strasburg had a cold. I don't give a damn, and trust me, neither do his teammates. I understand how important sports are, and I understand how important sports aren't. This is about something more than that. This is about a guy putting himself and his diva nature ahead of everybody in that clubhouse. Putting Dusty Baker in a terrible spot. Putting his front office in a terrible spot. Also, man, like, and he's talented. He is cruising right now. He looks really, really good. The Nationals are playing well. They're up 1-0. They look good against the Cubs. Strasburg's a stud. But it is still a letdown, and it will catch up to this team. Win this game, cool. Win the next game in Game 5, if they get there in advance, cool. Eventually, Steven Strasburg, being someone you can't rely on, is going to come back to bite you. And I will be laughing my behind off when it happens. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Nick in Sacramento. Hey, Nick, what's up, man? Appreciate you listening to the show. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Bill, I'm a new listener, but you know what? I'm not mad at you. I'm not frustrated, but I'm not even a Nationals fan. Being a Pittsburgh native, to sit here and say Dusty Baker is a joke, I just don't understand. I can't figure out where you're coming from with that. I mean, you got a guy who's playing against Joe Maddon, who's a great coach as well, trying to find a way to maybe Bill Belichick it, maybe try to find a way to be coy, if you will. But you know what? This game, obviously, doing anything they can to get in the heads of the Cubs, who obviously want to clinch, want to get it done. Not saying it is. They're grown men, grown athletes, right? But you can't say Dusty Baker's a joke since May, you're saying? I mean, all the stuff he's done, okay, he hasn't won a World Series in Washington, but he has a great track record, ultimate professional. I've met the guy. That's not why I'm being like this. But how can you say he's a joke?
I'm going to answer your question. Nick, I got you. No, I love it, dude. I appreciate you listening. And by the way, I'm glad you found the show. I'm glad you enjoyed the show. And I love your passion. And we're just going to disagree about Dusty Baker. And the fact you just compared him to Bill Belichick, it hurt me. It hurt me a lot more than Steven Strasburg's little run yesterday hurt him. I'm wheezing emotionally. But I appreciate the call. I really do. And thank you for listening. Here's the answer. He is a terrible manager in the postseason. Taking out Scherzer, pitching to Rizzo. Let's go back. Destroying Kerry Wood's arm. Destroying Mark Pryor's arm and his career. Talk to people in Cincinnati. Dusty Baker is one of the most capable managers in the history of baseball at taking a talented team, making you believe in them, and having them come up short in the postseason. Now, I'm not mad at him for this Strasburg thing. I was yesterday when Strasburg was throwing him under the bus and making all of us think that the decision to go with Tanner Roark was another Baker being Baker moment. But I am mad at Dusty for not being good at his job. He's just not. I mean, he can't even... No, I'm not even going to go there. I was going to go to a bad place, but I'm just going to keep it... I'm going to keep it super professional. But I almost went there. Dusty Baker is the last person you want in your life, in your world, to manage your baseball team. Players like him, but he will ruin the arms of the pitchers that are entrusted to him. He will make the wrong decision every time it's presented to him. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a Cubs fan who harbors obviously still bitter and angry memories of Dusty Baker back in that 2003 debacle. And I get it, man. Guy was an amazing manager with the Giants in the regular season. He was an amazing manager with the Cubs in the regular season. He got the Reds all the way to 97 wins, I think, one year and won 90 games or more three times. Remarkably talented in the regular season. Think about how many times he's actually won a pennant in 20-plus years of managing really good baseball teams. One. He's won a single pennant. He has time and again failed when it matters most. He cost his team a game, and as a Cubs fan, I'm happy. I'm grateful. If somehow the Cubs can grind out this game against Strasburg and find a way to win, I am all in on sending Dusty some champagne, some chocolates, a little thank you note for gifting us that Scherzer game. Yeah, he's Marty Schottenheimer, minus being able to blame the field goal kicker. He's Marty Schottenheimer if Schottenheimer every time was like, you know what, timeout? we're going to bring in our backup field goal kicker that for whatever reason we put on the roster. And then that dude shanked the ball far left, far right. Poor Marty. I like Marty so much, man. 14-2, and he gets fired. If Marty Schottenheimer can get fired, by the way, after going 14-2, Dusty Baker needs to be fired the moment the series is over. Like when the Cubs are celebrating, let's say it's the Cubs win the series, I want Mike Rizzo to walk out to the mound and, like, put his arm around Dusty and be like, there's no way you're coming back, bro. Thanks for your time. Yeah, John Farrell can get fired. If they fire Joe Girardi, I will... If they fire Joe Girardi, they got to fire Dusty Baker down in Washington and get Girardi in immediately. I get it. It's a high-pressure, deliver what have you done for me now business. And Dusty Baker has never done it over the course of his career. All right, let's go real quick. One quick call. We're going to move on. Marty in Florida, thanks for listening, my man. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, sir?
What's up, man?
Love the show. Love the show. Don't completely disagree with your take, but I've got a question for you. If Dusty Baker sucks, where do you rate Bobby Cox in all of this deal? He had the Atlanta Braves during the best run in the history of baseball, probably four of the best pitchers at any given time on a staff, and he only won one pennant. The postseason is a tough
but he got one. Here's what I'll say, though.
Baseball.
He got Marty. He got one. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and we've got our resident Braves fan, Adam Klug, who's going to look forward to them being relevant again in about 15 years. Adam, I think here's the thing about Bobby. Like, he created, and I'll let you. I'm curious about your perspective, Adam. He created a culture of excellence for that Braves organization that only now is starting to go to ruin. Bobby Cox is an amazing manager.
There's no doubt about that. But, I mean, no manager is perfect. He had his flaws just like anybody else. He was very loyal to his veteran players, and that got him in trouble at times.
And he did not ruin the careers of those pitchers, those aforementioned pitchers, by the way. And that's my other thing with Dusty is, my anger about it aside, he is a guy that invokes a sense of panic in his teams, and I've talked to guys who have played for him. He changes, and his teams change in the postseason, and he also ruins arms and uses up arms, and it's a problem. All right, a lot to get to in a very, very packed show. We're going to do two things in the next segment. I'm pretty excited. We're going to do five things you need to know on the NBA, on the Cleveland Cavaliers. A lot of drama with that team. And I'm going to give you my NFL power rankings, making several of you very, very angry. That's coming up next here on Rider Than You with me, Bill Ryder. But before we do that, let's get a CBS Sports Radio update with John Fass.
Flag.
All right, Bill, bottom of the sixth inning now at Wrigley Field, and the Nats lead the Cubs 1-0. Steven Strasburg wasn't even sure he was going to pitch in this one. We thought it would be Tanner Roark, last-minute change of heart, and Strasburg has been dominant to this point. 5 2/3 scoreless innings for Washington, just 3 hits allowed, 1 walk, and 9 strikeouts. The game's lone run coming back in the third when Ryan Zimmerman reached on a 2-out error by Addison Russell. That allowed Trey Turner to score. Jake Arrieta lasted 4 innings in this one, giving up just the unearned run. John Lester, to this point, 2 perfect innings in relief. Meanwhile, win in advance, lose and go home. That's the situation tonight in Cleveland. Indians host the Yankees, game 5 of the ALDS. The home team's won every game in the series thus far. And along with the wild card, that means Joe Girardi's guys have faced elimination 3 times this postseason.
I'm proud of the way they've battled back all year. I'm proud of the way they battled back Tuesday in our first playoff game, you know, against Minnesota, where you get down 3-0 in a hurry. You know, your ace is knocked out in the first inning. Yeah, I am, because this team has never stopped fighting and never stopped believing.
CC Sabathia and Corey Kluber, the starters tonight, and after sitting out since leaving early in game 2 with a sprained ankle, Edwin Encarnacion is back in the lineup for the Tribe and batting cleanup. Despite winning a World Series title and a pair of AL East crowns, John Farrell out of a job. Red Sox fired their manager today after 5 seasons. After walking out of practice today, the Giants have suspended quarterback Dominique Rodgers-Grimaldi. Tom Brady returned to practice today after sitting out yesterday with a left shoulder injury. The Eagles have ruled out Lane Johnson with a concussion for tomorrow night's game at Carolina. Both Fletcher Cox and Wendell Smallwood expected to be game-time decisions. And from the NBA, Andrew Wiggins and the T-Wolves have agreed on a 5-year extension worth $148 million. I'm John Fass.
This is Brandon Tierney.
And I am Tiki Barber.
Tune in to Tiki and Tierney weekdays 3 to 6 Eastern right here, CBS Sports Radio. CBS Sports Radio.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1165 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1165 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com, code 1165.
Napa Know-How.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
Welcome to A Dash of Salt, where we debunk myths and shake up what you think you know about salt. Myth number one comes from KDP.
Salt is bad for everyone on the planet, and no one even needs that, because, like, I read that on a blog.
Okay, let's shake it up. Here's the truth. Everyone needs salt. Like we need water, salt is essential to human life. It can help keep our muscles strong and brain running smoothly. In fact, it's actually one of the nutrients that makes every cell in your body function. And that's pretty important, right, Katie?
I guess.
Everything's better with a little salt. Find out more at alittlesalt.org.
Maybe the salesperson was telling the truth. Maybe lots of people do love their timeshares and don't mind the higher fees, lack of availability, and added pressure to always buy more timeshare while on vacation. But if your timeshare doesn't fit your life, do what thousands have already done. Call ResortRelease.com to cancel your timeshare today. Resort Release will help you get rid of that timeshare once and for all. They're the nation's most trusted timeshare exit company. A-plus rated and accredited with a Better Business Bureau. ResortRelease.com guarantees to get that timeshare off your hands and out of your life, or you don't pay. That's right, they'll do a free case review for you. It's legal, it's permanent, and the moment that timeshare is gone, you can start planning the getaway you really want. 2018's maintenance fee bill will arrive any day now. Get out now before you pay that fee. Visit ResortRelease.com or call them at 888-308-5955 to see if you qualify. That's 888-308-5955. Call now.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherry.
Alfalfa leaf. Aloe vera, apples, asparagus, banana,
beets, bell pepper, broccoli,
blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Mangosteen,
pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, peach.
You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, all of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
You know, it's been barely a week, and already my skin is better.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dennis Black here in Dallas, Texas. Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit?
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. 877-55-TEXAS. Or
TexasSuperfood.com.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Every night, Bill Ryder keeps you company.
I'm going to try not to make fun of Roberto Aguayo when he's a Bear and he misses the first, I don't know, 7 chip shots. And the Bears don't just lose, but get shut out as a result, like the first 3 weeks. That's how I hate my life. I hate my football life.
It's Ryder Than You on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back into the show. Bill Ryder with you. Thank you for being here. I am on Twitter at Sports Ryder, Sports R-E-I-T-E-R. And before we get into a couple things here, I got to give Adam Klug some more credit. The Klug Cut, the really remarkable segment we just do randomly here on the old television recommendations. Klug, I am a season through Curb. I watched an entire season of Curb Your Enthusiasm in a week. I don't get a lot of sleep, so I just like fit it in. That show is utterly incredible.
I believe that's what I told you.
Only 17 years behind. Ward, are you a Curb guy? Like, you let me down the other day when you said no Star Wars, and I just, the level of respect I lost for you was pretty remarkable.
I think Curb's funny. I have not watched all the episodes, but when I've watched it, I've liked it.
It's really, really good. And I'm assuming you missed the Star Wars, the new Star Wars trailer.
Yeah, no interest.
Incredible.
So, now that you finished the entire first season, are you committed? Are you going to watch the whole thing?
I've also watched an episode and a half of season 2.
So you're going the whole way.
I'm rolling all the way through it. You know, I might like, this happened with me in Breaking Bad. I wasn't watching Breaking Bad, and everyone was talking about it, and I finally watched like 3.5 seasons in one sitting, like in like a couple weeks, and then I realized I had just consumed way too much darkness and had to go away from it like for 8 months. Are you guys Breaking Bad fans? It's such a hard watch.
It's a great show, though. It's just very depressing.
I think it's the best show of all time.
I can't get there with you, but I get the perspective. I think it's like Kobe Bryant, all-timer, but overrated. But for me, I also like watched so much horror. It was the scene with the tarantula, I think, where I was just like, I got to stop. Like, I'm having nightmares. I'm seeing evil in every person on the street. It's a dark show. What's not dark, what is nothing but the light and the happiness, what we would call the light side of the force there, James, in the old Star Wars. Actually, that's not really what it's
Luke
called.
Luke Skywalker?
Sure. The force, sure. Is when Adam Klug channels his inner Sinatra and lends that voice to this segment.
Your security clearance is on a need-to-know basis. And these are 5 things you need to know. Number 1.
LeBron James didn't practice today and has been ruled out for Friday's preseason finale against the Magic with a sore left ankle after missing 2 weeks of training camp before debuting in Tuesday's game against the Bulls. Ty Lue added that he isn't sure if LeBron will be ready for Tuesday's season opener against the Celtics.
Ty Lue isn't sure about anything. But Ty, what time is it?
I don't know.
Okay, cool, man. Can you just look at your watch?
Nah, I can't do it.
Oh, Ty. Of course LeBron's going to play. There's no way LeBron misses the opening night of the NBA season. There's no way he misses the chance to go up against Kyrie Irving. I don't know what weird mind game he's doing. I don't know why. I actually probably do. And I've told the story about how LeBron craves attention and craves the spotlight. And we used to throw water bottles and stuff. Like when we would move on to interview Dwayne Wade, one hit me in the side of the head. Very nice moment for me in my life. Like, oh, I just got hit by LeBron. I have to pretend it's okay. This is attention-seeking behavior. Good for LeBron. Whatever. There is no chance he misses the game.
Number 2.
In an interview with ESPN, Kevin Love revealed that he learned of his position change from power forward to center from LeBron, not from Ty Lue.
Oh, my gosh. Ty! Do you have any self-respect at all?
No, not really.
I know you don't. It's so... I can say all the obvious for you here on Ryder Than You. Kevin Love should not hear about his position change from anyone but his head coach, except we all know that LeBron James is the head coach, and LeBron James is the general manager, and LeBron James is everything but the owner, which is probably why he's leaving. But that is such a remarkably inappropriate way for something as important as a different position to be communicated. And by the way, Kevin Love playing a different position, that news is the same thing as, hey, we're going to go super small and it's going to affect how we play the game of basketball and everybody else on this roster. That is news that a coach should be able to communicate himself.
Number 3.
Speaking of position changes, Dwayne Wade being named the starting two guard has forced J.R. Smith to the bench. Smith told Cleveland.com that he's absolutely frustrated about losing his starting job.
But, and this is the thing, is you are going to have people who, whose egos are rubbed the wrong way. It's one thing for J.R. Smith not to play as much or to start as often when you're sitting behind someone that you know is a better basketball player than you are. But the reality is, and I know this makes people angry because of what Dwayne Wade used to be, but what Dwayne Wade is now is a guy who comes off your bench, who's wily, who's old, who's not athletic like he used to be, who doesn't have the kind of hops and athleticism he once did, who had career lows last year in almost every offensive category that matters. I get why J.R. Smith is frustrated. It's not like the guy that's ahead of him is there for the right reason. Dwayne Wade is going to be the starting in the starting lineup for the Cavaliers because LeBron and he are best friends and because Ty Lue is frightened of his own shadow.
Number four.
Smith isn't the only starter who lost his job. Tristan Thompson will also now be coming off the bench with the acquisition of Jay Crowder and the Cavs deciding to go small.
Yeah, I love Jay Crowder. I've said this a lot. I think he is going to be a remarkably important addition to what that team is about and what that team can do. And the Cavs going small is really interesting. My only concern with it is I'm not sure Ty Lue will see it through. If it doesn't work, if you start to feel all of that pressure and all that angst that comes with being a LeBron James team and losing a couple games here or there. But the Tristan Thompson thing is really interesting. And I know, like, talking to guys around the league and at CBSSports.com, we're doing our sort of yearly predictions. He's not my sixth man of the year candidate, but he's a couple guys, and it makes sense. Tristan Thompson has the opportunity to be really interesting and to be really good and to sort of know his lane. He's very highly paid. I don't think he fits often to what that team does, especially in the regular season. But as a guy coming off the bench, as a guy spelling people, as a guy who can be a high-energy, defensive-minded guy, get his rebounds and probably get his points, I think he is a very, very legitimate sixth man of the year candidate. Because he's going to be in the end, for all the drama and all the struggles and all the problems, it's a LeBron James team, and that team usually wins basketball games.
Number five.
Derrick Rose is now teammates with LeBron and D. Wade in Cleveland. Earlier this week, Rose said that he made recruitment videos for LeBron, Wade, and Bosch while he was a member of the Bulls.
What is so weird about that is I was covering the Heat back then. I lived in Miami during that time, and Derrick Rose specifically said the opposite, that he didn't recruit people and it wasn't his job to recruit people. So my short thing is I don't believe him. I don't believe that's true. But if it is, it's also to me sort of like rings a little bit of sadness, because the Derrick Rose that recruited those guys was a guy worthy of that sales pitch. Come play with me. Derrick Rose today, and I take no pleasure in it, and you never want to see guys whose careers are altered, especially early on by injury, but it doesn't change the reality that the Derrick Rose who may or may not have recruited those guys back in the day and the Derrick Rose today only share a name. They are different players. He's not the same guy. And there's a reason all these years later he's coming to Cleveland to be a second fiddle or a third fiddle. I don't think Derrick Rose will be starting by February. It'll probably be much earlier than that. He's just not the guy that he used to be. And unfortunately, that idea that recruiting LeBron, recruiting Wade is kind of cool because now we're all together, it's not cool because only one of those guys is still a really good NBA player.
Those are Bill Ryder's five things you need to know on CBS Sports Radio's Ryder Than You.
All right, it's going to be tight, but we're also going to go right from the NBA to my power rankings because there's a lot going on today. And it's going to be magic. By the way, before we get to that, I meant to say this, and I don't want to sort of belabor this too much. The Chris Bosh thing, we don't talk about it enough. It's just worth remembering. Chris Bosh is never going to play an NBA game again because of that injury and because of his condition. And of all the guys that were mentioned, Chris Bosh would be the best player on the floor and not named LeBron James if he was still around. Like, life isn't fair sometimes. Anyway, let's do some NFL.
Some will rise. Others will fall. Let the ranking begin on Ryder Than You's NFL Power Rankings. Number five.
All right, this week's hard. I'm going to go Panthers at number five. I actually almost put them a lot higher. I think that win against Detroit, even though I give Detroit a hard time, like they road win in the National Football League. And interestingly, and we've talked about this, sometimes guys respond really well to off-field distractions and they find the field to be a refuge. Cam Newton is playing remarkable football maybe in part because of his misogyny comments. It looks like that's a place he's able to go to escape this problem that is certainly of his own making.
Number four.
All right, so I don't, it's weird, right? Like, how do you assess a team that did not play? Adam Klug's Atlanta Falcons fall all the way to four. They were two a couple weeks ago. Didn't do anything wrong. I still find them to be a really interesting question mark. Like, they barely beat the Bears, but the Bears now, it looks like, as a bad team, actually play pretty well at home. They barely beat Detroit, but again, Detroit played that Carolina team really tough. I think the Falcons are legit. I think they're going to move up as the year moves on. I think they're going to be right there when it's playoff time. But it's hard to know. We haven't had enough, at least me, I haven't seen enough of them so far. They're also getting healthier. So number four, with a trending upward arrow next to their name.
Number three.
Man, I didn't have the guts to like go strong on this team at the start of the season, even though I kind of liked them. I love the Eagles. And I love Carson Wentz. And we haven't talked, I mean, we talked about it a little bit. Think about how many teams passed on Wentz, including the, didn't the Browns trade, did they trade that pick away too? Man, Cleveland, what are you doing with your football team? Yeah, second overall pick after Jared Goff. That was an amazing, amazing draft where both teams moved up to get their guys. Goff's been better. Wentz has been incredible. He had three touchdowns in the first quarter. I know Arizona's not the team they used to be, but I believe in the Eagles' defense. And more importantly, I think Carson Wentz has a bright, bright future. Philadelphia, congratulations. You are the third best team in the NFL by the only standard that matters, mine.
Number two.
Probably some other standards that matter. All right, I hate this. I actually like love this team because I respect their quarterback so much, but it also makes me self-loathing because I'm a Bears fan, so I feel very conflicted about like rooting for these guys. It's really the Packers, man. And I have no like remarkable analysis other than you watch Dallas and Dak Prescott march down the field at home for what should be, in almost 95% of the cases, the game-winning touchdown drive. But you leave a little time on the clock for Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers will find a way to get it done. The guy is ridiculous. The guy is a stud. The Packers, like the Falcons, are a team that have been incredibly banged up. They're going to get healthier. Aaron Rodgers last year had to call his shot and went out to make the playoffs. At 4-1, that's not going to be the case. But like last year, I think they're going to get better and better. That makes them really dangerous.
Number one.
They're holding on. I made a prediction a few weeks ago that I thought they could be in the top two or three for the entire season. They are the only team left in the National Football League that is undefeated. And they look really, really good. The Kansas City Chiefs. If you listen to the show, you know I am not a Chiefs fan per se. But I worked at the Kansas City Star for a long time as a sports writer. I spent a lot of time around that football team and that organization. My kids were born in Kansas City. I went to the University of Missouri. All of which is to say I like the fan base there, and they deserve a winner. And I think what Andy Reid has put together is remarkably legit. But who knew the missing ingredient, the secret ingredient, was making Alex Smith angry by replacing him 2 years in advance and trading up to draft Patrick Mahomes. It has turned Alex Smith into a different person, into a different quarterback. And I actually think the Texans are kind of an interesting football team. Now, we've got some challenges down the road for that Chiefs team, so we'll see if they can keep going. But at least right now, they're the best team in the league.
Here's your participation trophy.
So the Steelers fell all the way from two off the list for me. And not because I doubt their talent, but I do think there's clearly some major, I love the participation trophy, the major, major chemistry issues. That team is, their issues are off the field, not on the field. Rams and the Seahawks are both really interesting teams. The Rams weren't able to beat Seattle, but Jared Goff nearly led them on a game-winning drive. And Seattle does what it always does, starts slowly and then quietly when no one's paying attention, starts to make a move. The Raiders are sinking. And I got to tell you, like, I really kind of like the Jags in Houston as teams to keep an eye on. Jags defense is legit. I think Houston's defense is legit, even with J.J. Watt out and those injuries, and Deshaun Watson's amazing. And another team that's just off the list. And again, what's up, LeBron? And hard to assess the New England Patriots. Like, where, if you ask me to predict where they're going to be in 7 or 8 weeks, I'll say right there because they're the Patriots. But right now, today, give me the Chiefs, give me the Packers, give me the Eagles, give me the Falcons, give me the Panthers over Tom Brady and co. I love the NFL, man. By the way, and not to do a whole Raiders thing, do not rush Derek Carr back. Do not panic and jeopardize that guy and his health. You just made him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. He got supplanted by Matt Stafford, but still, be careful.
Just want to point out, you got four NFC teams in your top five there.
I know. And by the way, I'm Mr. AFC West Man Crush. which I'm very quietly, I'm actually not moving away from it. The Broncos are, what, the Broncos are 3-1 still. The Broncos are an interesting football team. The Raiders shouldn't be this bad, but the injury situation with David Carr and what, Washington is another football team that's like a pretty good, I think a pretty good football team. As always happens with the NFL, these things are bunched together. All right, a lot to get to in the show. Several great guests coming up. Jonah Carey next hour, Jerry Harrison Jr. after that, and Stu Holden to talk to us about U.S. men's soccer. What a terrible position it's in. Speaking of U.S. men's soccer, what a brutal, awful, humiliating, disgraceful loss yesterday that eliminates the United States from competition in the World Cup. We're going to talk about it. We're going to open the phone lines. We're going to talk through it together. We're going to call for some people to be fired. It's all coming up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/block for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/block.
Ferguson Facility Supply has the products, services, and solutions facility and property managers need when and where they need them. We offer a vast array of janitorial, lighting, HVAC, hardware, safety, and plumbing products, and that's just the first half of our catalog. And with nationwide coverage, we deliver directly to your facility, making sure you have everything you need to get the job done. Because at Ferguson, relationships are the most important thing we maintain. Learn more at Ferguson.com.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
See something? Smell something? Do something. When your basement or crawl space smells, don't ignore it. Odors, mold, and harmful pollutants come from too much moisture and not enough air circulation, making your home unhealthy. Do something. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. Experts recommend ventilation instead of dehumidifiers to reduce moisture and expel harmful gases and pollutants. Wave moisture control units continuously dry out your home, transforming it into a fresher, healthier environment year-round. Wave units cost only pennies a day to operate, and there are no buckets to empty. Call Wave today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com or call 1-888-964-9283.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs.